nation states as institutionalized structures play in the production of transnational identities. Perhaps it is too early to speak about the world of globalization and transnationalism as a post-national world, Apadorai, 1996, page 21, rather as Sorensen, 1998, page 262 notes, the transnational space becomes a contested space which contains several national and binational identities. Even if in the world of globalization, the nation-state has not lost its capacity to construct the subjectivity of its citizens. However, it has ceased to be the sole source of legitimate identification. Although transnational communities exist in and as a transnational circuit, RUS 2002, they rarely identify themselves as transnationals and continue to speak about their attachment to particular nations, ethnicities, places and countries. Sorensen, 1998, page 244. Transnational migrants do not lose their sense of belonging to territorialized nations because they, perhaps more than anyone else, are aware of the nation-state's desire to control its territory and the movement of people across its borders. Being subject to state policies of naturalization or living illegally in a host country, transnationals routinely deal with the nation-state, while their national, ethnic, and cultural identities are constantly being renegotiated. Thus, Sorensen argues that transnational migration has not eroded the nation-state. EBIT 262. To a certain degree, it may even be asserted that the space of the nation-state has expanded as transnational practices and identities continue to be shaped by state policies and identity politics of both the home and host nations. Consequently, although this article is not concerned specifically with Greek immigration policy or Russian immigration laws, it will also map state regulation of cross-border migration and consular practices concerning the migration of Greeks from the Russian Federation to Greece. Visa regulations and citizenships provisions for repatriated Greeks. Since the outbreak of recent mass migration of Greeks from the former Soviet Union in the late 1980s to mid-1990s, the policy of Greece towards these migrants has been determined by the history of relations between the Greek nation-state and its diaspora, and by political processes within the country, as well as by the increasing influence of the European Union on contemporary Greek foreign policy. The general trend in this policy can be defined as the facilitation of the resettlement of Greek migrants, thereby highlighting the peculiarity of Greek nationalism. Fakiolas and King, 1996, page 177. Since the foundation of the independent Greek state in 1830, Greek national identity has been based on a combination of two different principles. One, the civic model of the nation as a state and people who live in its territory. And two, the ethnic model, which represents the Greek nation as a community of ethnic Greeks. The latter principle assumes a Greekness based on cultural and blood bonds as the essence of the Greek nation. The governmental department founded in 1984 for the diaspora and Hellenism reflects this principle of national identity at the institutional level. Herschel, 1999, pages 164 to 170. The Greek state sees Greek diasporas as its potential citizens. Therefore, the Greek state treated the former Soviet Greeks who intended to migrate to Greece as repatriates from the Greek diaspora and facilitated their entry into the country and their naturalization. Fakiolas and King, 1996, page 186, Mesthenios, 2002, page 180. Greek consulates in the former Soviet republics suddenly found themselves on the front line of this repatriation. Until recently, they issued so-called repatriation visas, which enabled migrants to enter Greece and apply for Greek citizenships within a year of visa issue. Initially, these visas were only issued by the Greek embassy in Moscow. In 2000, however, it was evident that the General Consulate of Greece, which had been opened in Novorossiysk, had issued over 8,000 repatriation visa by the late 1990s. At the same time, Greek officials turned a blind eye to those migrants who entered the country on tourist visas but overstayed them. Furthermore, the Greek Minister of Foreign Affairs provides these migrants with an opportunity to apply for repatriation visa once they are within Greek territory. In 1990, the same ministry formed the National Foundation for the Reception and Resettlement of Repatriated Greeks, which offered a service facilitating the adoption of repatriates through the organization of language courses, employment and housing opportunities on their behalf. This service, known among migrants as the Programme, became one of the main channels of resettlement for Greeks from the former Soviet Union. Currently, Greek policy towards the former Soviet Greek diaspora is starting to move towards keeping these Greek diaspora in their present place of residence and preventing a mass return to the homeland. This policy is inspired by the difficulties which returnees have experienced in adaptation. Such a mass influx of immigrants within a very short period called both the society and infrastructure of Greece unprepared, and the adaptation measures became a burden on the country's economy. Another reason behind the frosty welcome given to the Greeks from the post-Soviet space is that Greece, as a member of the EU, has to follow European immigration regulations restricting the entry of migrants into fortress Europe. Fakiolas and King, 1996. Page 186. In practice, this new policy was implemented by abolishing repatriation visa in 2000. Now, Greek consulates in the Russian Federation are entitled to issue Greek passports to returnees who can become Greek citizens without an actual return resettlement to Greece. This policy has been implemented since 2001, and it was initially welcomed with enthusiasm by Russian Greeks as an opportunity to hold dual citizenship, as illustrated by my fieldwork observation cited above. However, the procedure for obtaining Greek citizenship is becoming longer and more complicated. It is assumed that an average future Greek citizen has to display his/her cultural ethnic affiliation with Greece, which requires quite substantial knowledge of Greek national history and the contemporary political situation in the country, as well as some fluency in modern Greek. The Greek origin of the applicant has to be proved by documents showing the Greek ethnicity of the citizenship seeker or of at least one of his/her parents. A personal interview with the applicant in the consulate is also part of the procedure. As one of the officers in the Novorossiysk consulate implied, the purpose of these interviews is to prove the Greek mentality of the applicant, which can include his/her knowledge of Greek cuisine, folklore, and traditions. The questions asked during these interviews are designed to check an interviewee's expertise in the history, culture, language, and politics of the Greek nation-state. However, as the same consulate officer admitted, these questions are often irrelevant to the cultural and historical background of the Pontic Greek population in southern Russia. Local Greeks sometimes fail their interviews because they cannot name the president of Greece or the mayor of Athens and are unable to identify traditional Greek dishes, especially if such questions are asked in modern Greek rather than in their native Pontic dialect or Turkish, or indeed Russian, since that is the only language spoken by the majority of Greeks in this region. Finally, the official Greek approach to the repatriation of Caucasian Greeks depends on the strategic national interests of Greece and the socio-political situation in the country. Thus, those repatriates who joined the program were settled in several resettlement centers, all of which were situated in northern Greece in the provinces of Macedonia and Thrace. Since these northern provinces became part of Greek national territory in 1912, the Greek state has used different waves of repatriates. The first were those Greeks who arrived from Asia Minor after the transfer of populations in 1923, in order to create a buffer zone against external threats and increase the Greek element in this border region, where the local population has a significant proportion of ethnic minorities, Slavo-Macedonians, Vlachs, Pomaks, and Turks. The procedure of repatriation and the granting of Greek citizenship becomes easier before elections to the National Parliament of Greece. The Greek Socialist Party, the PASOK, which formed the national government between 1981 and 2004, the period of mass immigration of Greeks from the USSR, saw Soviet repatriates as potential political supporters. Some of my informants expressed the view that the Greek government softened the repatriation regime from time to time and announced certain tax and credit privileges for Soviet immigrants just before elections in order to attract the votes of these new citizens.
Hendo ketla marrek jami da wajin jallo riji gunjinai kambi bi
Beloved Janice Martin. Ready.
Du bist jung und schon krank, der Schulmedizin sei Dank. Sie haben dich vergiftet, jetzt bist du abgedriftet. Nimm nicht den Zug, der zur Hölle fährt. Der Höllenzug, der niemals umkehrt. Verseuch dich nicht mit Pharmazie. Versuch's mal mit Naturlutier. Denn alles, was du bist, ist krank und trist. Dank deinem Doktor heißt jetzt
Apply to all of us, trapped on this ball of dust. Two tiny syllables, but spiny syllables. One single word, absurd. Ha! Absurd! Ha! Absurd! Ha ha ha! Absurd! Ha 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 ha! Don't make me titter, all wheat is chaff, all pills are bitter, nothing to trust in this worst of all possible worlds, all ends in dust in this worst of all possible worlds. Any questions? Don't ask them now, they're useless anyhow. Were you in my position, friend? Were you a humble sweeper? Your thoughts on man's condition, friend, would be a little deeper. If every blessed day, my friend, brought dung and bone and spittle, for you to clear away, my friend, 'twould change your mind a little. Yes, dung and bone and spittle, and mud and trash and blood and ash, and souvenirs of lust, and every sort of residue in process of reduction to the final state of dust. You'd laugh along with me, my friend, you'd laugh until you burst! Ha!
We laten jullie als luisteraar niet stemmen voor jullie favoriete nummers van de week. Daar zijn andere programma's voor. Verwacht dus geen Eurovisie songgebazel vanavond, maar onze hoogstpersoonlijke favoriete nummers van de week. Goedenavond en welkom bij Signa Ruis. We starten vandaag met de DIY postpunk van Stepi. De vijfkoppige band uit Guildford ten zuidwesten van Londen is gekend voor een energieke liveshows waarbij de tamboerijn wel eens aan diggelen wordt geslagen tegen een hoofd. Veelbelovende kritieken en de nieuwe single is ook niet mis. Dit is Dwell van Stepi. You can feel it all.
coming down. Can't get it off of my head. Come on, come on, don't let it down. Can't get it off of my head. Come on, come on, can't feel it now. Can't get it off my
Out Here, een nieuwe single van het Detroit-afkomstige kwartet Zastava. Geen idee of die bandnaam ook komt van het Joegoslavisch-Servische automerk dat in de jaren 50 actief was. Dat was de enige link die we konden vinden voor deze naam. Nog een paar weken geduld, misschien krijgen we dan meer uitleg te lezen wanneer die nieuwe EP van Zastava uitkomt bij Forgery Records. Het Amerikaanse indie-gezelschap Lawn is zo pas ingelijfd bij Exploding in Sound, een sterk huismerk voor indie, lo-fi, garage rock en scheve noise rock. Later dit jaar komt er een nieuwe plaat aan, maar als welkomstgeschenk is er alvast deze eerste single Sports Gun van Lawn.
Hands in petrol.
Van het Londense duo Most Things blijft gelukkig punten scoren bij ons met de singles die ze uitbrengen in aanloop naar hun debuutplaat. Dat doen ze met postpunk in de minimalistische variant. Dat debuut, de Big Time, komt er volgende week aan. En dan gaan we de meer frivole tour op met de Jingle Jangle Indie Pop van het kwartet FIP uit Philadelphia. Uit hun nieuwe plaat Heavy Lifting, pas uitgekomen bij Julius War Recordings, is dit You Ruined Everything van FIP.
Recognize for hours of how to change your clothes. Couldn't reach the
Stop, drop, roll, en dat is de spreekwoordelijke middelvinger naar de grote overheid, de grote bedrijven en de giftige onzin die ze in ons dagelijkse leven pompen. En die vinger die werd opgestoken door Tommy Eich, een rauwe transatlantische band opgericht rond zangeressen Soren Bryce uit Texas afkomstig, maar die momenteel verhuisd is naar de UK. Het huidige schooljaar moet nog eindigen, maar wij richten onze blik al op volgend schooljaar. Dat zal maar een paar dagen oud zijn als het Parijse shoegaze kwartet School hun debuut I Think My Life Has Been Okay uitbrengt. En dit zal daarop staan, Gardener van School.
If you don't complete the assignment, you'll get a zero for the day.
River van Water Machine, naar eigen zeggen een supergroep uit Glasgow. Nu, je kan moeilijk van een supergroep spreken als er leden eerder actief waren en bands die vooral bekend waren in de lokale underground scene. Laten we het dan maar houden op een lokale supergroep. Eind juni brengen ze hun debuut God Park uit bij Fat Cat Records. Het Zwitsers-Franse trio Raskolnikov speelt postpunk met een hoek af en zingen doen ze in het Frans. Uit hun nieuwe plaat Gorgonzola halen we L'Irréparable. Hier is Raskolnikov.